6 poses for flexibility and mobility. Although many people think of flexibility and agility as synonyms, they are two different concepts. Flexibility is the ability to move with control and in good form through the full range of motion. Hello and welcome to the lindyyoga.com podcast. It is also a factor in the effectiveness of strength training, as the ability to move through the full range of motion can help reduce the risk of injury and protect joints. What is the difference between flexibility and mobility? Flexibility and range of motion are both necessary for the movement of your joints and muscles. If you don't have full range of motion, you can suffer pain or injury. Flexibility is achieved by increasing your range of motion by allowing your muscles to stretch without pain or strain. The two terms are often compared, but there is a difference between the two. While mobility refers to your ability to move your joints freely, flexibility is your ability to stretch soft tissue to move your joints. This allows you to reach your toes without the need for assistive devices. Flexibility involves stretching and exercising the muscles in your body that stabilize your joints. Stretching and strengthening exercises increase your flexibility and can help you improve your posture. You can also try foam rolling and myofascial release to help your muscles become more supple. Flexibility is the ability of your muscles to move through a wide range of motion without mechanical assistance. This is also called passive flexibility. Passive flexibility is greater than active flexibility. A good example of passive flexibility is the chest. In an active chest stretch, you stretch one arm over your head and rotate your shoulder blades. In contrast, in a passive chest stretch, you lean forward and rest one arm on a wall. As you age, your body's mobility decreases, making it more difficult to perform everyday activities without assistance. That's why it's important to start mobility exercises when you're in your 30s, as this will help you stay independent for longer. What is mobility? Mobility is an important part of a healthy life. Without it, you are at risk of injuries that limit your ability to function. It is also an important factor in sports performance. To be fully mobile, your muscles and joints must be able to cover the full range of motion. Optimal mobility allows you to move in better positions, which translates into more efficient movements and stronger athletes. Building flexibility is an ongoing process that involves various exercises and techniques. Flexibility training can consist of movements with your own body weight, such as lunges, or it can include a more advanced yoga exercise such as spinal rotations. Movement and stability are linked, but there are some differences. Joints can be more mobile than others, and different muscles and joints can have different levels of mobility and stability. Therefore, it is important to find a balance between mobility and stability. A joint that is too stable or unstable is prone to injury. Yoga and stretching for flexibility. Mobility is an important part of our lives. It helps us to move, play sports, and live comfortably. It also helps us avoid injury. Lack of flexibility can lead to physical problems, such as poor posture and balance. Fortunately, stretching and yoga can improve your flexibility. You can find a stretching class near you or start a stretching routine at home. Active and passive flexibility. There are two types of flexibility, passive and active. Passive flexibility is best done after a workout or yoga class to reduce the risk of overstretching your muscles. Active flexibility is more challenging, but also more energetic. This type of stretch is often done in the morning and is designed to wake up the joints and warm them up in their current range of motion. Hypermobile people tend to have a greater range of motion. This can be a problem because they struggle with stable postures. Also, hypermobile people may be more prone to injury. However, if you are flexible and can control your muscles, you will be able to move your body more freely. Flexibility is an important aspect of healthy aging, whether you are a young child or a senior citizen. It helps you stay mobile as you age and helps your muscles recover. It also prevents overuse injuries. These types of injuries are caused by overuse of a certain area of the body that is not as flexible. By increasing your flexibility, you can prevent these injuries. Yoga blocks for flexibility and mobility. Props or blocks can help increase mobility and flexibility by supporting the body during poses. For example, by wedging a block between your legs, you can work muscles in your outer thighs that you might not otherwise use. Read the full article on www.lindyyoga.com and discover the with how-to yoga videos. Just click the link below the video.